Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and it's another in our summer short series where we revisit some best bits, highlights, and previously unheard footage in bite-sized podcasts for your summer listening. This week, we go back to my conversation with Jeff Jean from Biscuit Gym about the launch of the Pete Wicks podcast, Man Made. Man Made is a podcast that deals with what it means to be a man, with Pete interviewing many high-profile men and women about the topic. In this previously unheard audio, Jeff talks about a series of mini Man Made podcasts that they made for Mental Health Awareness Week, and I asked him if they were released as a marketing tool to promote the main show.
Do you know what? I was really keen that it wasn't anything a marketing tool, actually. So we were aware that our second week on air, or second week of release, was Mental Health Awareness Week. And we'd recorded 6 or 7 episodes by that point. It was really obvious to us that mental health was being discussed in every episode. There is nothing on paper to say that that should be the case. You know, it's a conversation about manhood and masculinity. It isn't a mental health podcast. But it did keep coming up. And what was surprising to us was it came up in almost completely unique ways in every episode. So Catlin Moran talked about loneliness in men. And her observation was that, you know, when you get in a couple really quickly, all the dinner parties, all the parties, birthday parties you find yourself going to are your wife's friends. And, you know, maybe later in life, you know, you're not together or whatever, and you find you've lost contact with all of your friends. And she found that to be really heartbreaking when she wrote her book. Jake talked about sort of the friendship groups that men have. So it just came up in loads of really different ways that it was just a really easy thing to say, well, we'll clip these. They're all about 5-6 minute segments. You know, there's nothing in them that points to social media or, you know, follow us here. There is a simple mention for the Hub of Hope website and all of their support lines. And there's the clip. And there is a, look, we hope you enjoyed this. I think the only thing there is in there is we wanted, because it's such an early point in our podcast, we needed people to understand that these were not full episodes. So if these are dropping into your feed, just understand the full episode will come later. We just wanted to give you these shorts this week. So yeah, I think that did work really nicely. We dropped 4, and then Billy Billingham, the ex-SAS soldier, was our main episode that week. And his episode was so rife with his own mental health observations that I'm really proud of the content that we put out for that week. It was of our podcast and yet at the same time felt different.
So the idea just came organically then. It wasn't a strategic thing at all. It was just as you were recording, there is this thread.
In all honesty, I think we probably had the idea on the Wednesday before Mental Health Awareness Week. And it was because we were quite deep in the edit at that point. And it was someone's observation that every time mental health had come up, it was a different topic. That's what gave us the idea for the shorts. You know, there are other bits and pieces. We made sure that during Mental Health Awareness Week, a lot of our socials reflected if you are a man who's listening to our podcast and you do want some help, then here are some portals you can go to. So it was reflected elsewhere. But yeah, that idea was incredibly organic, as I believe all the best ones are.
Well, this is it. I mean, I believe that too. I do sometimes just think that the best ideas just literally, they're not pre-planned. They just evolve.
Welcome to Man Made, a podcast hosted by me, Pete Wicks, where we're going to find out what it takes to be a man. To mark Mental Health Awareness Week, we're releasing some mini episodes featuring some of the guests we've got coming up on the pod, specifically talking about men's mental health. The full episodes will be available wherever you watch and listen very soon, but for now, I hope you can take something from this. For today's mini pod, here's Jake Humphrey.
We as men have to start changing this conversation. And I think like anything big, it just has to start small. We have to stop having transactional relationships with each other, where it's like, how are you, Pete? Mate, it was great to be on your podcast. Stay happy, man. I'll see you soon and we'll get a beer. Mm-hmm. And it needs to become more of, is there anything in your life at the moment that's a struggle that I might be able to help you with? It comes down to having conversations with your friends like, let's all get together and, of course, have a night we want to have. You know, do the things that you want to do, but at the same time go, right, what's the one thing that all of us have got that is an issue at the moment? Or what's the biggest thing we failed with that stressed us out this week? Or who feels under a mountain of pressure?
How much input does Pete have when it comes to the kind of guests that you book? I guess he has an incredible address book. So do you discuss it together, or had he got very definite ideas of who he wanted?
Well, I am getting some of those responses live as we record this podcast. There is a WhatsApp group and it's busy right now.
And there's pinging going on.
Well, what's interesting actually, because we'd made several assumptions going into this podcast, as you do, that people like Sam Thompson or Olivia Atwood, that he's working with quite a lot at the Bower, you know, certainly on Kiss, they would be natural guests for this podcast. Both of those are guests we're not going to do in series one. We may come back to this future series, but actually certainly with Sam, which was quite a lengthy discussion actually, what they ended up doing was Pete wanted to have the conversation with Sam about masculinity in their Staying Relevant podcast.
Yes, which is the other one they do together, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's an established podcast. And I think the feeling was that we might port some of that audience over if we have the conversation in that podcast.
Yeah.
And then there's almost no sense having it again in ours. So I think we may still return to Sam at some point in the future and do a full episode, you know, rather than the shorter piece that they've done in Staying Relevant. We've done a Vicky Patterson episode, who is, you know, one of Pete's longest friends. Vicky starts crying about 5 minutes in and doesn't stop. I wasn't expecting it to be as emotional as it was. I think Pete tried to give us a heads up this one might be, but we ran out of tissues. It's just the vulnerability, and I think it was the connection between the two, and Pete was very deliberately avoiding eye contact in that episode. He says it at one point, because she's so emotional and they are such good friends, he just feared that if he started crying, there'd be nobody to ask the questions. I was really touched by that episode, actually, because they share an agent, Pete and Vicky are both with Mockingbird. And I did send an email afterwards to say that was, you know, it was an incredible performance.
Yeah.
It's a side of Vicky I haven't seen before. I think I said in my note, I would quite happily play this to both my teenage daughter and my teenage son. I think they would both learn a lot from Vicky. And kind of what we're after with the podcast, what we know about Pete's audience is that it's very female skewed. And so we are doing a podcast for men with a presenter who we know is female skewed, which sort of doesn't make sense on paper. What came up in the Catelyn Moran conversation is that she also wrote a book about men to an audience who is almost entirely female skewed. And what we've both learnt through those projects is that we are reaching men through women. We have an audience who is listening to our podcast and then recommending it to their brothers, husbands, sons, colleagues, and that's actually quite a powerful outreach. You know, we're seeing it as well in the comments of the podcast. We're seeing an awful lot of, I thought this was incredible, I've given it to my son to listen to. It's probably one of those examples where if you took this purely on the insight and the data, you'd never make it. But actually, it's been a really effective tool that doesn't make any sense on paper.
But that's one of those things, isn't it? It's organic, and sometimes things that make sense on paper are dull. Yeah. And this is anything but dull.
It is. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that experience and gut feel and common sense are tools that should be applied alongside data and insight. Neither should be allowed to exist in isolation.
A big thank you to Jeff Jean from Biscuit Gym for chatting to me. And you can find Pete Wicks Man Made, both the full episodes and the mini Mental Health Week episodes, wherever you get your pods. Our stakeholder survey closes on the 20th of August. It's your chance to have your say on the future of the Radio Academy. So don't miss out on telling us what you want and how you feel. Also, if you haven't nominated yourself or a colleague yet for our 30 under 30 scheme, then that closes on the 1st of September. For both the stakeholder survey and the 30 under 30 scheme, go to our website, radioacademy.org. Next week, our Summer Shorts podcast is with Aileen and Julie from You Keep Me Sane, who I met at the podcast show. And they're talking about why, after only doing a podcast for 6 months, they decided to invest in having a stand at the show to elevate their brand. I'll see you next week.